Chuck Norris was born in the log cabin he built. Chuck Norris doesn't run out of time, he runs after it. There once used to be a street called Chuck Norris, but it was changed because nobody crosses Chuck Norris and lives. Chuck Norris has already been to Mars, and that is why there is no signs of life.
Did you like it?
If I ever get a job, like a nice corporate job,
right,
and we're taking like a corporate trip, I want to, when I'm going through the airport with my coworkers,
right,
and I'm the new guy,
right,
and then they catch me for having some kind of metal in my backpack,
right,
and they open it up and it's throwing cards that are knife bladed. That'd be,
you're like, oops, sorry.
So how about the promotion now?
So
boss?
How about that promotion? I don't know. They might think it's cool. Depending on your boss, they might be like,
who is this guy?
That is pretty cool. Where'd you get those, friend?
Did you ever go by the Dominator when you were a kid? Were you ever like good enough at a sport or something where people called you the Dominator?
No, not seriously. I mean, it's been said like a handful of times, but nothing stuck. Most people don't want to make me sound better than I already think I am. Right?
Oh, cool. Okay.
Most people want to take me down a peg. So that's what I've noticed.
Nobody's like building you up.
No.
Like, Dominator, yeah, man.
People want to tear like, me down.
This guy.
He's a douche.
We're going to take him down a notch.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think all the sound is good. We got a little Sunday morning sound. This is Did You Read It, a weekly podcast about the internet, by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
I'm the Dominator. I mean, my free day over here.
It's not too late to change your name or start. You can start like a not safe for work Reddit shadow account.
I should. I only
use to like. It's one of those like PM me your boobs, or DM me your boobs.
PM and DM.
PM DM them boobs.
I only have one account, but it's time I start a second one. I think
I have a couple accounts, but I only use one. I think I think it's a lot of work for me to open another account sometimes. You know what I mean?
It's true.
So I like just keep it to one and go from there.
Having zero karma. Oh,
I know. Whew. Get out of here. You're not even allowed in certain things with zero karma.
Really?
You're not allowed commenting and doing stuff like that on like pics and shit like that.
Oh, shit. No. Damn. Well, that kind of makes sense because so many people can start little sock accounts and upvote themselves.
Exactly. Russian sock trolls.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I'm talking about. So,
what's going on, guys? Good to be back. We've been out for the 4th of July holiday,
yeah,
shooting off Piccolo Pete's.
Mm-hmm.
Piccolo Pete's. Etc.
I think we were all in disparate different places for July 4th. I was in Seattle. You were in San Francisco, I think, right?
I sure was.
For you, where were you, dog?
For 4th of July,
yeah.
I was with my mom.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. We didn't really do anything.
Cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Remember to talk directly into your mic, by the way.
I'm trying to also
remember to
not
chew directly into your mic. Yeah. There we go.
Perfect. That's
throwback episode style.
I'll just finish this donut and then I'm
okay.
In.
but I realized while I was in Seattle how much I miss being able to just go to a goddamn side of the road fireworks store and just grab whatever and you just walk in and be like, what does this one do? And he'd be like, oh.
Oh,
that'll blow
one
up everything.
Oh, that one?
You're going to hate that one.
You like your hands?
Yeah.
Well,
but we don't get that in California because everything's going to catch on fire if you put off a fucking, if you put off a firework, even though everybody does it, of course, but you don't, it's not like the same accessibility and it's like very frowned upon. You know what I mean?
I was in Santa Cruz, which is a town,
okay,
coastal town, and all over the city they had signs that said no fireworks.
Right, of course.
And then on the 4th of July on the beach, all people were doing were blowing shit up all night. And I was like,
of course.
Nice.
It's amazing.
And they were big fireworks. Like people were doing real illegal fireworks all night. And it was fun to watch.
I mean, I guess if you're doing it by the beach, I guess it's environmentally disastrous, but there is something kind of tight about blowing a firework into the water.
Right.
Yeah, it was cool. The mist is rolling in.
Yeah.
The dolphins, though. So scared.
That day.
That would be pretty fucking frightening.
We saw a pod of whales, like,
really?
Just chilling and slapping their tails. And now I'm thinking, that might have messed up their sonar.
It might have messed up their sonar.
Possible.
It might be lost forever now.
Jenny McCarthy and her PETA pals would be pissed.
Yeah.
Or is it Pam Anderson or whatever? You know.
Jenny McCarthy is the anti-vaxxer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with
Pam's
Pam's
the PETA lady.
Oh, PETA Pam.
PETA Pam.
PETA Pam. So this is in our absence, there have been some really interesting things that have happened on the internet and in real life that I think we need to talk about before we get into. So today we're continuing our three, possibly four, but probably three-part series on the comedy family. Last week we did Comedy Heaven, right?
Comedy Heaven.
And this week we're doing Comedy Symmetry.
Woo!
Because that is kind of where it all begins, and I think we just said we were going to do that. But anyway, before we talk about that, there are all these things that have been happening on the internet and otherwise I think we need to discuss a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they already haven't been hammered into the ground, but some of which this past week has been like hot and heavy for fucking new fangled memes, right? Between Area 51 and Bagel Man.
Dude, Area 51.
I know.
And Bagel Man.
And two like.
Those are huge.
Pretty like top, like easily top of the year internet moments.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Area 51 has potential to be like an all-time great internet moment. Based on all the memes that I've seen, Bagel Man is more of just like a new Tosh.0 plotline is developed, you know. And then, of course, we need to talk about the earthquake a little bit because we all experienced two potentially life-changing earthquakes. And I was fully—I don't know about you guys, but I was like fully prepared for like that 9.0 to like come right around the corner.
Oh yeah.
And then hasn't yet. Knock on wood, but kind
it's
of
coming.
Fucking horrifying, dude. Like, well. Yeah.
It's coming,
people
man.
Say it's coming, but I'm also, I mean, as a fellow quake feeder, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that, like, I was watching after the earthquake, the first one.
Yeah.
Because the first one was a 6.8, right? Or something like that, 6.6?
I think, like.
Yeah, it was like 6.8 or something.
I'm sure we could look it up, but let's just keep guessing. It's either 6.3, 4.5, 6.
Seven,
I saw
eight,
one that
nine.
Said it was. It was like some meme that was like 6.9, 4.20. You know, it was like 6.9 on the Richter scale.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm just gonna say it was a 6.9.
Well, it was a big enough one to where it was obviously made some serious noise. And then I was just checking the quake feed, and it was for like 4 days straight, the only earthquakes in the world were happening in California.
Yeah.
And it was just like every couple minutes there was a 2 or a 3. And then we got slammed with that 7.
That 7.1. And then after, like, in the 1 to 2 days afterwards, there were, like, 4,000 aftershocks.
Yeah.
Like, insane. And you know what? I thought it was pretty fun. Like, from where I was sitting, it was very mellow because we were far enough away that, like, stuff didn't fall off my walls. But I got to
waiting to see the world burn.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
But nothing, I was lucky. Nothing came off my walls.
If that epicenter was, like, local.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
It would have been.
We would not be recording right now because we'd be eating each other's guts.
Yeah. We would be.
It'd be the end of days.
eating each other's guts. Things right. would have gotten crazy.
That's
here.
Always what happens.
But yeah, so that was. And what was interesting about that in terms of the internet? So that was scary. That was the first big one I've felt. I wasn't here for the 7.1.
Were you
here
at like Yoshinoya Beef Bowl or somewhere? Like, what were you doing?
I was at a coffee shop with a friend. And we were just like having a chat, and then all of a sudden we were just like looking around. We were like, wow, everything is rattling simultaneously. Huh. And what, you know, lasted for 10, 12, 15 seconds, something like that. And then it was just kind of like. Like every if I had,
did your app feed go off?
No, I didn't.
The one time
I had like not. I got a new phone and I hadn't downloaded it or something. But I was annoyed because it was like again, it was like literally. I wanted it to be like go off, and then I look at my phone and I go, uh oh, and then it would start shaking.
Oh.
Like right before,
yeah.
Like you get a 2 second lead, like,
exactly.
Burr, burr, burr.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be that's the that whole. Been. That's why we own that app.
I know.
Yeah.
But I realized like when it was happening. I was like, what is this craziness? And then eventually I realized it was an earthquake, and then it freaked me out. Mm-hmm. But if I would have just like been like, somebody's doing construction over there and just like lived that reality for 15 seconds, it would have been totally normal. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So that's interesting. You, once you thought earthquake, then you thought like
then my
Rock, San Andreas,
yeah.
Tidal waves.
Yeah, my reality kind of like
eating
started
guts,
all
that
stuff, come undone a bit. Well, because that's the other thing. It's like if this happened in Ridgecrest, which is, you know, near Death Valley, near Bakersfield, but if it would have happened equidistant from where we are, but into the ocean, that would be fucked because there would be some gnarly ass tidal
think
waves.
Think of that.
I am.
This house that I'm in might be gone.
Yeah, possible.
I'm in the
what
tidal
a
zone.
Bummer. Thank God that didn't happen.
After all that new tile work.
I know. After all that new, after those French windows.
Those fucking French windows.
You have to at least have one barbecue with those French windows before the earth collapses.
This house is in, when we bought this house, in the paperwork, you go through all the disclosures, and one of the things said, this house is in a liquefaction zone.
Oh, God.
Which means if there's a large enough earthquake, we're close enough to a water table where the soil can mix with the water and basically become quicksand.
Oh, God.
So like, the whole neighborhood could just like sink into the ocean. And that's,
wow.
And the previous offer on this house, the buyers pulled out, they say because of that detail.
Oh,
that is so funny.
And I did not let it freak me out.
No.
I said, you know what? It'll never happen.
Never.
Of course, it probably will, like, next month.
I mean, would be pretty dank, though, to watch that.
It would. It would.
Film that. Just, sell it to Getty.
Just get eaten by the earth.
Sell it to Getty.
Sell it to Getty.
Stock footage of quicksand happening.
But that, so as in, as it pertains to the internet, though, what I found really interesting is there's a guy on Reddit called, I think, the Earthquake Guy, who became, like, a super celebrity overnight, because the stories of that happening, of course, made it to the top of Reddit.
Yeah.
And then
what, liquefaction?
No. Yeah, your house being liquefacted.
Doesn't that sound like a kick-ass, like, the next The Rock movie?
Liquefaction?
Yeah.
Liquefaction.
Yeah, it does.
It's
actually
a cool title.
I feel like that could be the remake of Waterworld.
Yeah.
Liquefaction.
Ooh,
and it's like,
I like
an,
that.
More of like an inner city water world.
Oh, but Kevin Costner's like a worm man. Like he can live in dirt.
Yeah. Yes, can, definitely.
He's like part wormy.
It's like part Tremors, part water world.
Kevin Bacon stars in Worm Man.
Damn, Worm Man. Can't wait for that.
What a creepy character.
Oh.
Guy who lives in the soil.
Lives in the soil. But there's a guy, I can't find him now. I don't really remember what his name is, but there's a guy who he goes by Earthquake Guy or something like that. The Earthquake Guy, the Earthquake Doctor, or something like that. But everybody simultaneously, like, he made a comment about it, basically saying, like, here's what happened, here's how you prepare, here's, you know, and presumably he's just like an actual seismologist somewhere. But then I was seeing all these posts where people were tagging him into it, being like, hey, like he basically became like he was doing an AMA, a live AMA that was not an actual AMA across all of Reddit for those few days in which the earthquakes were happening, which I just thought was really interesting because I've never seen people activate a Reddit account like that where there are subreddits that are resources, but then knowing that there's a specific person who also is a resource that way, where you like would go to. You might just go to his account.
Yeah.
And then. So anyway, that was really interesting, I thought. And I would love to talk to him. I kind of, it feels a little strange talking to him knowing that we're not in the middle of an earthquake right now.
Right.
But it would be nice to have a chat with him.
We know it's coming.
Well, we do and we don't, because I think that, apparently it's a debunked part. It's a debunked scientific fact, but like evidently, you know, when you have there are conflicting reports. People say that having earthquakes like this relieves pressure.
Oh, yeah. Like it's got gas, like, and these are like little farts.
Yeah, yeah. But
if you think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Earth farts.
It's like, but California's been eating tons and tons of chipotle.
Legumes.
Legumes.
It's like cracking your knuckles or something.
Yeah, okay.
But I think some people say otherwise. I'm not really sure. I think that maybe has been debunked, but
I've heard that too.
I think, and I'm making this up as I'm talking, as the earth shakes more, it becomes more flexible and allows itself to shake farther distances the next time. It's loosening it. Whoa. It's loosening itself up. Does that sound about right? Does that sound scary?
Ooh, that sounds scary. Like
it
just,
does sound really
it's
scary.
Like a guy who's, earth is like a guy who's shy, who's breaking out a few moves. Eventually he's going to be confident enough to really just dance.
To go to a BDSM club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Right. So
getting
I think
taste
it could go
it.
Either way.
Yeah. Well, I hope he's getting his fucking BDSM phase out right now. And it only like he doesn't go full on like become a heroin addict, live on the streets of New York as a phase.
Yeah.
And he actually just goes like, I'll try acid once right. as a phase. And that was the 7.1. That's what I really
hope. That's
what
we're hoping anyway. Yeah.
I mean, it does.
We're
like
talking about California as a punk rock hipster.
Yeah.
1970s New York.
Yeah, as a kid who grew up in Cleveland.
And just
like,
moved.
And like took drama classes when he was in high school. And wasn't sure. His parents got a divorce his senior year. And he realized that his dad, who was supposed to pay for his college.
Was actually cross-dressing.
Was vindictive towards his mom.
Okay.
Oh.
So he was like, I don't want to pay for something that I don't believe in, and I have a hard time believing in somebody who I was raised with, this stupid whore.
Yeah.
Right. And so the kid
his words, not yours.
No, not me. Yeah. Not me. Yeah, and the kid doesn't know what to do, but knows that the big city's calling.
So he just got off the bus, downtown Hollywood, Greyhound bus, and he's like,
yep.
Is there an acting class I can sign up for?
So he comes to Hollywood.
He's about
it's
to
the early 70s.
Like
yeah. he doesn't know what to do, but he knows that he's heard that he can get a break in commercials. And so he tries out for a couple commercials, doesn't feel like he can do it. Then he gets invited to a club. And he goes
a club.
And he meets this nice young man called Richie.
Richie Heroin.
Richie Heroin. And Richie befriends him. They both happen to be from the Midwest. Richie's been there for a couple more years. And he starts imposing some wisdom on him. And then Richie says, here, kid, this will take a load off. Welcome to L.A. And hands him a pill. And then that's the beginning of it.
Wow.
And then now we have a 7.1 earthquake. But the next one could be an 8.1.
Well,
that's what we're saying.
Yeah. That's this poor kid moves to the valley and starts acting in films and sketchy apartments, if you know what I'm saying.
There are some sketchy apartments in the valley that I never want to go in.
Oh yes. Oh, most of the valley I don't have much of an interest in.
I'm so glad I don't live over the hill, man.
I know, it fucking sucks. Anyway, so other things that happened. So big meme moments, Area 51. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on here with Area 51, because I think that this one is fucking insanely strange and so funny, and this falls into the category of I really really hope it happens for the sake of the story that would come from it.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's not that far. I mean,
no, it's not. Is it next week is when they were supposed to do it?
Are you going
to
go? We should go. We can't all get mowed down.
No. Yeah.
Well, that's the whole logic of this group. That's like literally the principle of the idea is that
this is like the immigrant caravan, but
kind of
we're the other aliens.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So let's go down into the story if anybody's got the juice on it.
Get us
got
all.
It. So someone basically last week, someone created a Facebook event to storm Area 51, they can't stop us all. In the logic that if enough people attempted to access the highly secure U.S. military research facility, the government could not prevent everyone from entering the compound and potentially discovering rumored weapons or evidence of extraterrestrial life. Since the post was created, over a quarter of a million people said they would be interested in the event, with thousands saying that they will participate, although most likely the majority won't actually participate. The internet found this understandably amusing and has made memes out of it, mostly relating to how the military could easily mow down thousands of people,
right,
or how the superior tactic of Naruto running could prevent the bullets from cutting down these heroes.
Right.
That's it. That's what it
is. So that's basically the story. When does it say the date's happening? There's supposed to be there's a time when it's all going to go down.
Yeah.
I want to say it's the 20th or the 22nd.
It's going to be September 20th.
Oh, maybe we got time.
Maybe we should just cover
September?
It.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking boring. I thought it was going to be next week.
Let's just cover the story.
He is inviting users from around the world to join a Naruto run.
Oh, yeah. A Naruto run into into the electric fence of Area 51.
Wait, what's Naruto? Like the that's the meme?
That's,
the,
that's the...
Yeah, yeah okay. Naruto yeah. Run. So Naruto's a...
with the arms back.
Yeah. Right. It's an anime series, yeah. And the character Naruto is running face forward with arms right. straight back.
Yep.
I'm so, back, so psyched.
Ah, cool.
We could probably do it.
So I was listening to Last Pod today. They were briefly talking about, how
Friends of the Pod, Last Pod?
Friends of the Pod, Last Pod. You guys should go next week, by the way. They're doing a live.
I'm going.
I'm going to be out of town, but you guys should go. It's Hollywood Forever Cemetery. It should be good.
It'll be funny.
That's cool.
It'll be very funny. But they were saying how, because Canada has that sound weapon for protesters they use
now.
Oh,
yeah. Which is crazy.
It's pretty wild.
Quietly,
yeah.
Ironically, quietly, the scariest weapon.
Oh,
it is.
Sure. Because you don't really understand it. You know what I mean? It's just like a strange concept.
I mean,
what
if you ever had like a leaf blower next door when you're trying to sleep, yeah. You're like, wow. God damn it.
Fuck.
This is like totally. That times at least two.
At least two.
Two or three. So they were saying how the U.S. military obviously has things like that in their holster. So that'll be the thing that they'll end up using. They're not going to like mow down fucking... these young internet idiots.
Speaking
anime
of which,
fans,
now right? I'm just pissed that cops don't have like a sound gun that they use first.
I know, right?
No.
What are we doing? Why
like
are we shooting?
Well,
everybody?
But this is always the issue. The fucking rubber bullets and shit too. Just put something in that'll hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Like if you have a lice cannon, I'd be like, I got a lice cannon. I'm gonna shoot it at you. I'd be like, I'm putting down my weapon, sir. I do not want lice. Like, there's so many things you could do. I guess that's a biological weapon.
Being shot with rubber bullets would be very painful. Yeah. It will make you stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go paintballing, man.
Dude. Ouch. They should just always use rubber bullets.
And sound cannons.
Boom. Done.
So people are going to get sound cannoned so hard. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be so much good coverage. I hope at least like... 7,000 people show up.
Oh, yeah. So
that's a lot of people.
Are going to. Like, they have to.
How do you think they're going to get over the fence?
Naruto Run. I just showed you the video.
what do you not understand about Naruto Run, dude?
Do you know how fast it is? I mean,
it's
picture
fast.
A cheetah and then picture faster than a cheetah.
Way faster than bullets, even.
That's right.
What do you think the...
It's
maybe,
Naruto.
Maybe we can... Naruto maybe here's. Run. I'm just going to keep in step with internet cadence. And what if we... filmed the whole thing and replaced it with the we replaced the battle scene that made fucking Khaleesi go nutso in season 8 with the actual Area 51 raiders.
That would be really cool.
So that we actually got to finish the plot line instead of it being so empty.
Yeah. I think this could be a win-win for everybody.
Could be a win-win for everybody involved.
Wow.
So I guess their plan is to first breach the gates via Naruto Run.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Grab an alien.
Then maybe run about. It's probably from the fence line to like where the door is to go underground, like probably a good mile at least. So questionably, I'm just thinking a lot of internet people are not avid joggers.
Right.
And so also, they're not going to know what to do when they get there. Like, imagine getting through and then being like, all right. Like, I can't even find my way around a mall most of the time. If somebody goes, like, go to the PacSun on the west side of the mall, I'd be like, it'll take me an hour to figure out where that is. You know?
So we got
people are going to enter a fucking secret military base, try to find their way.
So they got camelbacks on. They got their Hoka jogging shoes.
Yeah, and the whole plan is that we're all supposed to be Naruto running, but that we all also understand that... Yeah, you know what? They'll shoot down most of us, but not all of us. And guess what? Nobody in America is that selfless anymore.
No, of course not.
Nobody's going to be like, yeah, I'll take a bullet. So
the first person that goes down, everybody gets on the ground and starts running away crying.
Oh, shit. Yeah, there's
Let's just say a handful of people make it. They have the cardiovascular strength and luck to get through the first wave of air noise bullets.
Yeah.
Right.
Then they get to the front door. They obviously don't have the biometric hand scan.
No,
to get in through
the
door.
Yeah.
So they get stuck there, but then they have to reconvene a plan, right? And who's in charge? Well, there's going to be an argument there.
Nobody's in charge.
I'm not listening to fucking Glenn. Most crackpot most people, alien ideas.
If we were to go, we're going to do a Naruto run for maybe 20 strides.
Before we get exhausted?
Yeah. No, before we just go, I'm just going to watch. And then we watch, and then let's say we're watching from above. We're seeing some laser cannons kind of coming down, seeing a couple people fall. But then all of a sudden, we're like, holy shit, the fence has been breached. Yeah. And then like we see the military scatter, and we haven't heard helicopters yet. So then we just go, I mean, I guess we can just go in and we just check it out. I mean, what's the harm in checking it out? And then we like walk in. And we see that just everybody, it becomes Fire Festival. Everybody's like, what do we do?
What do we do?
You're like, I don't know. I didn't think we'd get this far. And so we're just like standing around waiting for the helicopters to come. Mm. And then somebody's going to befriend one of the military guys too. Like, cause we're going to be like, what are you doing here? And be like, honestly, I saw the open fence and like I read about this on the internet. And then you're going to be like,
are you talking about like a potential love story here?
Oh, I'm talking like
definitely potential love story. Yes.
Like, there's going to be a nice meet cute, and then we're going to get some kind of a pregnancy out of this.
Right? There's going to be a female
scientist,
a female scientist, and
or as they say, a scientist.
Oh,
hey,
there you go. A female. I was actually thinking a female guard, but I'm not doing a sexist thing. I'm trying to set up the story.
Yeah, you're trying to paint a picture.
I'm trying to paint a picture, guys. So there's a female guard. She's standing by a door, but at this point, this is where we are in the story, right? Okay. So the wall has been breached.
Oh shit.
The Naruto. There's all these like neckbeardy middle aged men with X-Files shirts on.
Yep.
That have breached the gates. Nobody knows what to do, and everybody's starting to yell.
So many fat people.
So many fat people. And then there's, at this point, we're start. This becomes like a FEMA situation, because everybody's like, nobody has Hot Pockets on them. So everybody's starting to get hungry.
Hot Pockets have run low.
Dangerously
low.
And
Pop-Tarts are running out as well.
And we three walk in through the open electrical fence, and there are people, there's like a group of people on the right that are like playing hacky sack, like just within the walls, and you know, all the military's gone, everybody's like, please remain calm, and everybody's like, we are remain calm, but nobody's really taking lead. And then I look across the way, and I see a female military expert standing by a door.
Okay.
And we lock eyes.
Yep.
And then I walk over to her, and then...
And then what do you do? Like, the pussy fingers at her to try to get her attention?
Yeah. Hey, you!
Hey, baby!
Hey!
You want to date a guy who doesn't have a job and thinks aliens are real?
And
fucking bitches, dude!
And we walk over,
And now you've just become bagel guy.
Yeah, I've just become bagel. Yeah, exactly.
You're 5 feet tall. You're like, hey!
Look, this isn't me. This is Bagel Guy who's doing this, by the way. Bagel Guy is the one. So
picture Bagel Guy.
He rolled up with his
hollering
van.
At this like very attractive guard.
He sees this beautiful 4'9 guard.
Yeah.
So he walks over to her.
But she's ripped.
But she's ripped. And he goes, hey, do you know where the bathroom is?
Yeah.
That's right.
And then she goes, it's in here. And then grabs his hand. Holds her hand, and then he puts his hand over hers, and then slowly it moves to the finger entry point for the
biometric scanner.
Yeah, the biometric scanner.
Oh, I like that hand on hand biometric scanner love scene.
And then they walk in together, and then it basically from that point just becomes the exact plot line from
Men in Black 2.
No, from The Shape of Water.
Oh. Fish fuckery.
Yeah.
Fish fuckery.
Was that movie really weird? I didn't see it.
When she starts fucking the fish man.
I mean, was that movie really weird? I imagine it probably was.
I never saw it, never will see it, but I like to imagine that's exactly
beautiful
film.
Why wouldn't
you want to see it? Do you not want to see it out of some weird...
No,
Racism towards the fish people?
No. Any movie that in any way is going to make me feel emotion is something I would avoid right now.
I would avoid this one.
It's fair.
Yeah. Stick to like Paddington 2.
Scary movies or Paddington's.
Paddington's very good.
Yeah,
how about King of the Hill?
King of the Hill,
It's a funny show.
Totally,
it's a great, wonderful show.
I've been watching that lately.
I watch it pretty often.
It's really funny.
I know. It's a very good. It's funny because the humor doesn't really ever peak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it keeps like a steady layer of humor, but like nothing is being said that you just go, "Holy shit, that's so funny."
Yeah, it's just like it's collectively funny.
It's collectively funny. But anyway, we mentioned Bagel Man too, which I think is another thing that's probably worth mentioning about this week.
Fucking funny.
Funny, sad. There's a lot of emotions attached to Bagel Man for me because I look at him. So this thing,
give us the 411 on BG Man.
Right. So before BG Man decided to raid Area 51 in September, on September 20th,
and fall in love with
the female guard and have sex with an alien that's hanging out in a tank. Oh, by the way, the end of the story is Bagel Man has so smitten by this guard, they go into a tank, right? And she says, "Do you want to touch it?" And he goes, and he gets nervous because he thinks she's talking about her body.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, she takes his hand and rubs it on the side of this formaldehyde alien.
Like sticks it up an alien's cooch or something.
Yes.
Something like really slimy. And he's then, ugh, what?
And then he has like the mere, like it's like one of those frogs in the Amazon where if you lick it, you have a psychedelic breakdown. The act of touching the alien, he suddenly, his eyes roll back in the back of his head and he sees all of space and time as one single dimensional object and he understands everything. And then suddenly he comes out of his lucid state and he's naked in formaldehyde.
Whoa.
And now he's the alien and the alien is now with the woman on the other side, and he's been duped.
And the alien
again
is Bagel Man.
And the alien is Bagel Man.
So now this brings us to Bagel Man.
This brings us to Bagel Man. That was what I just said was Bagel Man 2, Return of the Bagel Man. But we haven't even discussed Bagel Man yet. So Bagel Man, so this week on, I want to say it was on Public Freakout, but part of why I like this is because it became a kind of a global internet phenomenon, but it started, as far as I can tell, on Reddit. And this poor man, who's 5 foot. Olsen twin? Is that
what
you said?
That's the height of an Olsen twin.
Nice. Amazing.
That's a good comparison.
That's a great comparison.
so funny.
Tiny. He's tiny.
But he's only 5 foot, but he's not a midget or a little person. He is actually just proportionate and 5 foot. So he just didn't grow very great. But he's in a bagel store in New York by the sounds of it. And he is just berating the staff.
What triggered his anger?
I don't even know.
Like,
maybe somebody snickered at him or said like that boy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a man or something
Good
like
Lord.
That. Which, by the way, I was thinking about
Or somebody might have said like, "What up, shorty?"
Yeah.
Maybe the bagel person was like, "What up, shorty?"
A variety of things that could happen.
I've heard it too many times.
But evidently his whole thing was. He started ranting about how
he ordered a bagel and then someone said, like, "Do you want the kid's bagel or the adult bagel?"
Would you like the kid's meal, sir? but he apparently on Tinder, he gets called out for being short a lot. It was the thing he said in the video, I think.
Yeah.
And he just lost it. He just went fucking crazy. And everybody's like, calm the fuck down, man. Like, stop being, because he was being misogynist. He must have just like called somebody a bitch or I don't know what happened,
like,
but he was being super
video,
misogynist.
He's like, "Yeah, women all the time saying I'm short, all this shit." And this girl off screen is like, "No one in here said that to you, dude." And he's like, "Women in general."
Yeah.
"Women in general." Which,
right.
Yeah, probably.
So women as the greater concept.
Yeah. But oh my God. He like gave an interview to TMZ and I didn't listen to it, but the headline is, "I don't trust women and I'm not racist, but I do use the N-word."
I saw that.
Angry bagel shop guy.
It's pretty exciting.
And he says he has no problem with homosexuals, but just don't touch his private. I mean, that's what he says.
That's fair logic, though. I got to be honest. I don't like it when people touch my privates, homosexuals or not.
Yeah, this guy is making a lot of good points.
Trying to touch his privates.
Yeah, nobody's trying to touch his privates. But sorry, the poor fucking guy, he lives in a van, right?
Does he?
I think he lives in a
van. Well, if you were that short, I'd live in a van, too. It's probably huge.
Yeah, it's like a mansion.
It's like a mansion for this.
Oh, this poor fucking guy. I'm out here trying to defend Bagel Man. God. You guys are lambasting him.
It's not a tiny home to him. It's a regular home.
Oh. Poor guy. And then he ends up in the formaldehyde tank in Area 51.
Dude, and he is.
And that probably feels like a mansion, too.
I don't know. Being short, like I've got a couple friends. I got one friend who like talked about being short. He's a short guy. And he's right. It sucks. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
I feel like threatened all the time. And I feel like everyone's big. And I'm sure this guy.
Feel threatened all the time is an interesting
thing. For a man, yeah. Too. I think. I mean, this is why. Maybe what some ladies feel like. Maybe the Olsen twins right. have the felt Olsen like their maybe. Whole life.
Yeah.
This is the first time I can see what it's like to be an Olsen twin. It's through right. the eyes of this Bagel Man.
Or just women in general. I mean, I think because I think that most women are smaller than men, categorically speaking. So, like, that would be – I've always been tall, so I've never really – I've never been at a concert where I have to be like, oh, I can't see over this guy.
That's why I don't go to concerts, man.
You know what I mean?
It's the number one reason.
Is that why?
I'm only 5'10 and a half.
It just doesn't work.
Do you want to hear a little bit about this?
About Bagel Man?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So, Morgan – Chris Morgan, he's 5 foot nothing. He lives in a van.
Oh, that depresses me.
In the parking lot of Nino's Deli. He lives in a 2008 Chrysler Town and Country.
Nino is a cool name.
And he stays in the parking lot, uses Nino's Deli's restroom. Nino's is like very charitable. That's really cool of them.
Yep.
So he goes in to get his bagel and he sees the female workers giggling and acting like they were in high school. And he says, it's about belittlement, what she was doing, giggling and all this crap, being used by women, going on dates. They lie, say they like me, and then use me for my money.
What money?
Wait. What money, though? Well, I'm famous. I mean, a bunch of famous people are looking at my video. I got girls hitting on me I don't even know, he says.
Tight.
I mean, probably true. I mean, he probably does have people hitting him up on, like, DMing him and shit now.
He says, I'm going to be pressing charges eventually to the guy who tackled him.
I mean.
Wow. Did you see this one meme? I just sent it to you guys. It's
when
my dog picks up a piece of dubious looking street meat and it's a bagel guy being attacked by the really tall guy.
I love that.
Oh,
his
my
fear
God.
Of what will happen to him for being short is what happened to him.
For being short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of brought that on himself. Yeah. I mean, he got jumped, but he also deserved to get jumped. He was being a fucking monster,
man.
Being
a monster, a little monster.
But the
a little Lord Fauntleroy.
You know what though? You know what's nice about this is we haven't called him Bagel Boy.
No.
We are referring to him as Bagel Man.
Because he's bald.
A little bit of respect.
Which is, I think, we could have very easily called him Bagel Boy. It sounds better.
Boy.
Little baby Bagel Boy.
Little baby Bagel Boy.
It sounds
little baby
way,
Bagel Boy.
Way better.
We're calling him the
but
Bagel
we're calling
Man.
Him the Bagel Man the because he deserves the respect to be treated like a man and not a boy.
I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that was that, and I think that he falls into the same category now as who's the guy who had that amazing voice who ended up doing the Kraft mac and cheese commercials?
Ooh, the homeless guy?
The man with the golden voice.
Man with the golden voice.
Kind of got the man with the golden voice treatment here where we kind of plucked from obscurity and now.
Chocolate Rain, man? Didn't he do
Chocolate Rain is a different guy. Tayson Day.
Love Chocolate Rain.
He was like original internet guy.
They had like similar like amazing
similar
voices.
Cadences, yeah.
Deep, creamy voice.
This guy I wouldn't say has a creamy voice, but he's got a real Long Island voice.
Yeah, he has an extremely, extremely offensive voice.
He's everything I hate about the East Coast.
He really is.
All wrapped into one little package.
He really
is. Bagel Boy.
One little package. Oh man. So that was a thing that definitely happened. That was that made its round.
I saw it on the Today Show, which you know means it was huge.
Right. Here's an interesting thing about Reddit that we should actually discuss. This is breaking news. This is happening literally as we speak.
Sorry, one more question.
Oh, of course.
To our resident female.
Definitely call them females.
To our resident female podcaster. What's your take on dating like extremely short men?
Oh, hate it. No,
see?
Never.
This guy was right.
Okay. I was like, whoa.
Okay, moving on.
Did not think that was going
to
be your stance.
No, I'm kidding. Honestly, like, I don't want to date anybody, so it's hard to ask me.
By the way, just to paint the picture of what we're dealing with today, Dog Boobs is wearing a shirt that, like, may have come straight from Bagel Man's
giant bottles in it. I'm wearing pajama pants that I've worn for like 3 days.
Oh, she is at peak Dog Boobs right now.
Yeah, so if you're looking for some love advice, you came to the right place.
Well, you know our pod audience out there has an infatuation for the DB.
The DB.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to
peel
back the onion.
If they could only see me now. Oh, God.
I think our audience would be very endeared by you.
Yeah, I'm so sure.
In the same way that people send like love letters to fucking Ted Bundy in prison.
Exactly. That's what I feel like I am. Is like Ted Bundy.
You're like there's a certain kind of spicy man that would be sending you love letters now.
Definitely. Like the kind of guy that like is ignored by his wife at home. Okay. And like he kind of is feeling a little dangerous. That's the kind of pen pal I'd have.
Shopping for Miatas.
Yeah.
So, he's swapping between Miatas. Like trying to buy a 96 Miata on used car sites.
Yeah, exactly.
And trying to finish a love letter email to you.
Exactly.
Dogboobs@didyoureadit.com.
I love it.
Yeah. I like that. It's depressing, and we're obviously
cool.
kidding.
Yes.
About all that. But another... We are kidding.
What else happened? Sorry to deviate. I just wanted to get that hot take.
So I do think this is interesting in the sense that it is a big conversation on the internet with mostly in the Black community, I've noticed, about women making comments about like a man is not a man unless he's 5 or unless he's like 6 foot or above.
Yeah. You know what I mean? A lot of guys get some shit on dating sites where like a lot of women laugh and say if a guy says he's 5'11", like he's definitely 5'9". Because otherwise you're going to round up and say you're 6 foot.
Yeah, you're cheating 2 inches. I'm actually about 5'11", and I say that.
Yeah?
I've never said 6 feet.
Everybody
I just
listening,
could never.
He's definitely 5'2".
I'm 5'2".
People always think I'm much taller than I am, I've noticed.
How much do you weigh?
I'm
going to get to you next, Doug Boobs.
Do you want to try this? Let's guess. Let's play a guessing game.
Because you're tall.
Get your BMIs.
And you're thick.
But you're not like
fat thick. You're like
I got.
You're like slim thick.
You're not like
very broad shoulders.
Yeah, you're not wiry. Is what I'm saying. No. I think you're like I think you're 203 or something.
Ooh, close. I'm about 6'2", depending. About 6'1". I usually say I'm 6'1", but people seem to think I'm like 6'4" for some reason.
Yeah, because you
don't really know why.
Because you're evil hair.
Yeah,
it's the evil hair.
But I usually hover somewhere between, it depends on how much bread I ate literally that day.
Yeah.
Because I tend to eat a ton of bread. But
I've noticed my weight fluctuates 10 pounds. Like,
honestly,
easily.
Dude. Yeah. And so I usually am somewhere between, if I'm at 205, I'm going to be like, holy shit, I'm at 205. Usually I'm around 207 to 211.
Oh, nice.
That's usually where I sit.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
So I'm a broad-shouldered guy, dude. I'm like doing pull-ups and push-ups all the fucking time.
Oh, nice.
How about you?
Oh.
How much do you weigh?
Ripped. I've been consistently like 190 my whole life.
Nice. I would like to get back to 190, but I think I would look weird at 190 because this is just who I am now. I think people would be like, you look kind of gaunt.
Yeah,
you don't want to be gaunt. No. It's not a good look on you.
No. It's not my style.
No.
So
stop the keto and keep up with the donuts.
Yeah.
Stop the keto. Do the donut. So
Dog Boobs is 6'7".
I'm at least 6'7".
She
and
looks
like 340 pounds of pure muscle.
Have you guys ever seen Brock Lesnar?
Literally
something similar to that.
Dog Boobs
so
is
so much like
all,
Brock Lesnar.
All water weight.
Brock Lesnar's so scary looking.
He's so,
so big.
Fucking big. Anyway, so the other thing. So what I was gonna say, this is actually happening literally as we speak right now, and I don't want to get political here,
Ooh.
But our president is a fucking monster.
Yes.
So
I just read about this morning.
So he's just in just the crazy shit that he says and does. It's like I can't even. I don't understand. But
no one knows.
President Trump on Sunday lashed out at a group of progressive Democrats, saying the female lawmaker should go back and help fix the totally broken and crime infested places from which they came. before criticizing policies in the United States.
Dog boobs, is your first you're hearing about this?
So this is a quote.
I saw it actually this when just I happened. Read this, is a quote. This morning.
Yeah, me too.
So interesting to see, this is actually from the fucking guy's mouth, right? So interesting to see the progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government should be run. Trump said in an early
making a lot of strong
tweets.
Points.
Go back to the crime infested country you're from, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Bronx, yeah. New York. Like, what is he talking yeah. about?
He just, is she, what is, what's her idiot. Heritage? What's he referring to? What does he think he's saying?
Puerto Rico. She's
which
Puerto
is an,
Rican.
Which is an American yeah. colony, so that doesn't
yeah,
quite work
he's
either.
Full of, in his mind, it's like, if you're white, you're from America.
You're not from New York, yeah. He's a fucking idiot. I wanted to bring this up because this thing that happens historically on Reddit that I find interesting. And this is kind of how I get my news is you'll see a post that says megathread, right?
Yeah.
And megathread is the indication that something has happened that is worth galvanizing all of the political conversations in one place. So usually this happens with like the Mueller report claims a thing, right? Or like you know, Trump says that we're potentially going to go to war with Iran. Like things that are very significant, world changing moments. This is literally him tweeting something that is like insanely offensive, but also, because he says so much shit like this, I wouldn't think that it would become a news story on this level, but it has, which I find very interesting. And I wonder if there are bigger implications of this. We can end it there. I don't think we need to continue talking about it. It's just an interesting thing when it comes to Reddit and how Reddit works and kind of the indications through Reddit that would suggest something might be a bigger deal than it is, seemingly.
God.
So, anyway.
Super thread.
Yeah, super thread. So, yeah, mega thread, actually. But
mega thread.
But, yeah, so there was that's a longer front page review than we usually do because, obviously, there's been a lot going on, and we had to, do some erotic fan fiction with Bagel Man and Area 51, combining the two.
Yeah, he needs to drive his van out there and get laid.
Get laid by one of the female guard or the alien. I don't remember where we left off on that story. I know how aliens, it ends, but I don't know how we got
the
there.
The alien traded bodies with right. him, and that's how the alien broke out of Area 51. It's right. through Bagel Man's body.
And so now the aliens get... But let's be honest, though. The alien gets a real punishment for having to live the rest of his life 5 foot tall.
He picked
in a world of women who yeah. criticize men that are 5 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the irony of it all.
True hell on earth.
Especially right. in New York City.
Yeah.
Being short with like all those people walking.
I know.
You must get bumped a lot.
You must get bumped a lot.
Yeah. All right. So
it'll be a good job for
talk
him.
About Comedy Cemetery.
Undercover cop in a high school. For busting kids like selling pills.
That's a good. I'm like one of you guys. Dog, are you is your mouth agape for a specific reason?
Oh, yeah, I was just looking at a video of like the view in the Alps. I don't know why it hit me so much, but wow, the Alps are beautiful.
Wow, they are very beautiful.
Right? Like wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really nice.
Spanish anyway. Spanish looked, Alps or what do you got there?
I looked over at Dog and her mouth was agape in pure wonder.
Shit.
And she literally is just looking at a user take video of the Alps.
Oh, and then I saw a bad one.
What are you on right now?
Reddit.
Oh, just Reddit? Just as a concept?
Wow.
All right. That's fair.
All right.
Okay.
That is really disturbing.
I wish we could. I wanted everybody to see what I see when Dog is exploring the internet.
It's intense. Wow. Okay.
There's a lot of emotions that you're experiencing right now.
Yeah. Really terrible. Okay.
Explain some of what you're seeing.
Child and rape victim goes to the police for help and is tied up and raped by her LA County detective.
Whoa. That is.
Oh, I saw that.
Not the Alps.
No.
My
that one
God.
The Alps.
What the fuck?
And he's
dude?
Only getting 3 years in prison.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense. Also, no. Talk into your mic so everybody can hear what you.
Jesus mean. Christ. Okay.
There you go.
Anyway. Crime
that's fucking insane.
Crime library.
Crime library.
Comedy cemetery.
Crime cemetery library. All right. So last week we discussed Comedy Heaven. And Comedy Heaven, The principle of Comedy Heaven is actually based in Comedy Cemetery. Comedy Cemetery, I would assume, is the original of the comedy family. Dog, do you want to read the rules that get into this?
Yes, I do. So, first of all, let me actually find it, because the one I looked up is not.
I think
the
it has.
Right
a, if it's the one that you, I think you probably landed on, there's a link at the bottom of it. Is it like a band or okay? Cool.
Here it is. Okay. Okay, you guys. A lot. So Comedy Cemetery, 650,000 resigned teachers, 959 bros smoking weed here right now.
So cool.
So it only has like the rules and stuff, but I don't have the great diagram that kind of shows us exactly what this means, but it does say where jokes go to die.
Well, so we can kind of explain that though, because I think that this is, so where jokes go to die. Where do you see the funny things that you just said?
Oh, with the
members and stuff. I don't.
Oh,
get that.
Maybe you have to have the flair
so tight,
like enabled or something.
I don't know how you do.
But it says stuff that was intended to be humorous, right, but it just isn't.
So that's basically that is what this is all about, right? So this is meant to be. These are people who, using subreddit style. That's what it was.
Oh yeah.
So we talked about Comedy Heaven last week, and Comedy Heaven was about is in the family. Comedy Heaven is where things go once something has gone is a bad joke that then is ascended because it's so bad that it kind of goes full circle and becomes funny because it's so bad.
Yeah.
So, and there were plenty of examples of that where we were laughing because there are a lot of instances where that is a thing. Comedy Cemetery is kind of the dredges of comedy in general, where something was meant to be funny. This is like, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
Right. This is like where that kind of stuff is, where it's like, at this point, those are untouchable, or Chuck Norris, like all those things that somebody who is out of touch will make that comment. And then it's just fucking crickets, you know?
Like, here's
just hamster wheels.
A great example of Comedy Cemetery is top of all time is a Shower Thoughts submission. Having to fart is like Disney's Frozen. At work, it's conceal, don't feel, put on a show, make one wrong move, and everyone will know. At home, it's let it go, can't hold it back anymore. And the best comment is, this is wildly unfunny. And you know what? That's really beautiful.
And that's exactly, I mean, that is exactly what it is, though. I mean, it's like this stuff, and this is a place that celebrates it in the sense that it's
like so stupid,
yeah,
that, you know, it's just like, it's so stupid, it's funny. But you end up laughing because it's such a dumb joke.
Well, this one, I think these are a lot more, but that's mostly the Comedy Heaven stuff. Mm-hmm. I think this stuff is the stuff that we go, oh, God.
And it just isn't.
Straight up isn't. It's stuff that we look at anthropologically as an objectively bad joke.
Yeah. You know?
15
okay.
Down is one of Jimmy Fallon doing, he's made a meme, looks like, with Daniel Radcliffe from the Hocus Pocus series.
Right. Daniel Radcliffe from the Hocus Pocus series.
Yeah. And it is the reason why I think this is like, this sort of sums it up. Like, I feel like Jimmy Fallon will make a joke. He's made this meme of Harry Potter. And it's stupid. It says, Ron, hold on. Are those shoes on sale? Right? It's not a very funny
right.
meme. But then there's a picture of Radcliffe not laughing. And then Jimmy Fallon laughing super hard.
Right.
And it's like,
that's
like he's,
so dumb.
And that's kind of what he does, right? He like makes, sometimes he makes these sort of seemingly, they're
dumb
not funny
jokes,
but he
right.
laughs a ton.
Right.
And the rest of us are like, what's so, I don't know, man.
What's going on?
Fallon kind of sums up this world can.
A little bit, which kind of bums me out because he was never Fallon is always, I think his number one attribute is likability more
yeah.
than humor.
And I
you
like
know
him.
What I mean?
I
yeah.
feel like I like him.
Like I like him, but he's, I don't know if he has ever been funny, you know?
It's weird. I think he's been talented, but
yeah.
I don't know if he's like a genius like Conan is.
Yeah. Well, Conan's just an absolute comic god. Like he's
and
fucking
he's becoming
incredible.
Stronger with time.
It's crazy.
He's so sharp.
He's so sharp. So here's another one. This is like the perfect one. So Deadpool is becoming the minions of nerds, right?
Yeah.
Which this one's saddened me because I do really like Deadpool, but it's also like most of it is funny, and there are certain parts where I can totally see it being taken and turned into some fucking bullshit. Same with Rick and Morty. Same thing, right? Like Rick and Morty rules, but then when it's taken over by the legions of Rick and Morty fans, all of a sudden it becomes awful. So this is it's a picture of Deadpool looking back with his finger on his lips, kind of like a seductress. And it says, if my jokes offend you, and then there's a list. It says, I'm sorry. Number one, I'm sorry. Number two, it won't happen again. Number three, one and two are lies.
And is this a real?
Wow.
Is this a real ad?
Exhausting.
No, it's
not funny.
Yeah, exhausting is a really good way to describe all of these, actually. You just read it and you're just like,
wow.
I wasn't sure if this
was
wasn't real.
No, that okay. was, that. It looked like it was probably from like a bad nerd forum, right?
Damn. Got it. That's like as lame of a joke.
It doesn't get lame. Lame and exhausting are these, right?
Yep. Just like, you know.
God.
Stupid.
I mean, fucking Rick and Morty, dude. Rick and Morty bums me out because it's like, again, Pickle Rick is another one of those where you're just like, it was so funny when it came out. And then it just became so cringy.
Yeah.
And the whole fucking franchise is like this a little bit now. But every time I watch it, I go, yeah, this is genius.
Damn.
But then I will just see it. It just gets so warped by the fans. It fucking sucks, man.
It's the equivalent of, you know, the Dave Chappelle, I'm on a boat.
It's or totally,
not
100%.
Dave Chappelle, but his John, what was the rapper? Little John, or like the I'm on a boat shit from Lonely Island. It's like,
yeah, like at the time it was good, but then
they're great. But then like when the comedy bros get a hold of it, they'll punish it.
Pure trash. Yeah. So here's some other parts of the rules here that I think are probably worth stating. Right. So no ironic jokes, no intentionally bad jokes, and we've seen this come up on the previous one too. So this includes satire and mimics of shitty jokes, like deep fried memes. Or bone hurting juice memes, or epic department memes. I don't know what epic department memes are, but and I also like bone hurting juice. I know that's a big popular one, but it's not entirely sure what it is. But so it's interesting. So this is the art of this sub is more in this is a curatorial archival sub, not a creation sub. So this is not for things that were made to be ironically not funny, you know?
Right?
They're just bad.
They're just dumb and bad.
I
so,
just sent you guys one that I actually think is funny.
Amazing,
dude! The hair,
that's
beautiful. My mother just sent this to me. Is there no God? Do you want to explain what you see?
Oh, you go ahead. No,
right.
I don't.
It's a picture of Donald Trump with the best wig ever, like a beautiful long wig. The left has informed me that I can pick my gender. I'm now the first female president. Sorry, Hillary. Good one.
I want Trump to do that.
I mean, that would be amazing, actually. I would love, I mean, it's something that he would do that I wouldn't celebrate, but I would go, oh, God.
At this point, he's become like a WWE wrestler.
Totally.
Who's just like doing crazy stuff.
You guys want to hear the top comments on this horrible joke? First one is from I Forgot My Pen. Whoever made this should be arrested for making me way too horny.
Oh, my God.
And then someone just goes, And then the same person says, to make myself absolutely clear, I would split a gender swap Trump's ass and pussy wide the fuck open and bust about 16 gallons of ball juice in there.
Oh, my God.
Making that motherfucker look like an overfilled jelly donut.
Oh,
wow.
And the person underneath it.
What in the world?
Cursed comment.
Yeah, that's definitely a cursed comment.
Jesus Christ.
So this is another, God damn, these are so
bad.
Like I literally, exhausting is the way I feel about this. So this is, I hate everything about this as a title, and it's Fortnite Funnies, and it's a comic strip.
Oh, no.
And it says, more Fartnite than Fortnite. And then it has characters from Fortnite. One that says, take off in 3, 2, 1, and then fart, it makes a fart sound. And then, Jesus Christ. This is, I'm just so annoyed reading.
Yep.
It's like a guy descending with a umbrella. It says, I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. And then a fart sound. And then, has anyone seen my gliders? Nope. This is going to hurt. And then, ew, I'd rather be stuck in this storm than stuck smelling this fart. And then that person farts. I'm like, oh my God.
I don't like these.
This is so fucking
They're
awful.
So bad.
But this is, but this is the beauty in it, though, is I like love the fact that this sub is dedicated to collecting these jokes that are fucking
so bad. Stupid.
And I had a kid like this in high school. I don't know if you guys had people like this, but there's one kid in high school. This guy named Justin fucking Kirk. And he would, he
tell these stupid fucking jokes.
Everything that came out of his mouth was one of these jokes.
Ugh.
And people who tell jokes
infuriated me.
The joke telling doesn't really exist anymore. Like,
no.
There's like funny moments, but people don't really tell jokes. And but occasionally you'll come across someone who's like wants be like, hey, did you hear the one about the thing? And you're like, uh-oh, I'm about to hear a joke, and I'm gonna have to pretend
hear a joke about a thing.
It's funny.
There's this comic someone drew. Oh, Mr. Broccoli. My mother says I should eat you. The broccoli says, well, Timmy, you shouldn't listen to whores.
Oh, my God.
This is just
That's
awful.
It? That's it.
That's the joke. That's the joke. Wow.
There's a lot of like that 16 pounds of ball juice comment. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people just being extreme as the joke. Like what kind of like bad language can I say? It's something you might do in like sixth grade, right? This is sort of like there's no nuance to a lot of these.
No. Is there anything that makes these jokes redeemable?
I mean, I laugh at that last one because
of how bad
it is. Stupid. So I guess the redeemability is it's kind of like
it's so annoying. Jesus. I'm like reading these and I'm just like, oh God. This one is, this is another one that I guess the reason why we like doing these pods about these specific topics is comedy writing and joke cultures are, there are a lot of subdivisions, you know? Like there's a lot of things where you look at something and you break it down and you go, I know the kind of person in the community that would love this joke, actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can already tell, like this one is, so I found this in a shitty Facebook group, right? And it's of a woman on the left and then Mr. Bean on the right as like a kind of black and white caricature. I'll send this to you guys. And it says, so the woman says, can I ask one question? Mr. Bean, what you just did.
Oh, God.
Okay, can I ask two? You already did. Okay, can I ask four questions? You just did it again. When? Now.
Oh,
just like
no, good God! She got trolled so hard.
Mr. Bean owned her.
Oh my God!
Seriously, owned her.
Also, here's another one. Actually, epic. The word epic is a really fucking awful word that I think is like that word sums up the attitude of the humor in these posts. You know, people are like, "Oh, that's epic.
That is epic.
That's so epic."
It's like, no,
epic
you're,
joke.
This is the worst. This is the worst.
Yeah, epic's lame.
God.
I just got a cool troll against vegans, which I'm going to send you guys.
Great.
Just pretty tight. And this feels like there's vitriol in a lot of these bad jokes. Like there's some anger other people are trying to get out.
Oh, yeah.
It says, dear vegans, and there's a picture of a uncooked steak. Says, I killed this cow because it was eating your food. You're welcome.
Oh my
and it's,
God.
It's like, that's a stupid joke, and you're angry at vegans.
I just
for
hate
something they represent, I guess.
Yeah. I don't understand why some people are just like, I don't know, so eager to troll like vegans, for instance.
Well,
it's like, who cares?
Yeah. I think there's a kind of people are, there's some people who are just bad, shitty people who just like, want to just frustrate others, I guess, and like can't wrap their heads around people not thinking the way they think about things, like even something as simple as like eating meat. But it's so inconsequential. I mean, that's the thing, is like people, like somebody eating a fucking veggie burger does not affect me at all.
No,
you know?
I don't care.
I don't fucking care. Here's another one. This is a great one. The title is End My Life, which is I love it again because it's one of those things where that's how I feel reading these. I'm just like, get me out of this hellhole, please. Superman. So this is a photo of Wonder Woman. You only see kind of her, the top of her chest up, but it looks like she's naked on the ground, maybe. So Superman is flying around this. I also don't know the context of this thing. It looks like maybe it was, I don't really know why this would have been written up this way. So Superman is flying around the city feeling horny as hell.
Obviously.
He suddenly sees Wonder Woman lying naked, legs apart on top of a building. He thinks, this is my chance, and swoops down faster than a speeding bullet, fucks her deep and hard, and is gone in the blink of an eye. Wonder Woman sits up and says, what the hell is that? The Invisible Man rolls off her and says, I have no idea, but my fucking asshole hurts like hell.
Ayo!
Fucking idiots.
Nisa called Jar Jar Binks. Nisa, your humble servant.
That was the Jar Jar Binks one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you don't have fucking headphones.
Keep it that way.
Okay, cool. Dog just honestly, she reached over to just smack one of the sound buttons and had no idea what she was hitting.
So. Got that. You know what? I think that one was pretty funny.
Kind of. Oh my god.
That was pretty funny.
That nailed it.
The old Invisible Man. Sneak rape joke. We love that.
But who? Imagine the person who sends that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who sends that with absolute sincerity, expecting you to laugh at it, you know?
Superman is flying around the city feeling horny as hell. And that is a sentence someone wrote.
Oh my Christ.
Good God.
All right, here's one. Millennials won't understand. And then it's a woman and a little kid, right? The woman says, I have an even smaller wireless device that gives me access to thousands of books and movies. It's a library card.
Oh! Damn kids.
Stupid kids.
The fucking ants around the country who probably shared that on Facebook.
Ugh.
Jesus
this
Christ.
Is Mom Book Central. This is like dude. Minion. The
this
Minions.
Is, this is Minions.
Straight
this
up
is
Minions.
Minion shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You want to know how to own libtards with a simple trick?
Oh yes. My
God. Yes, I do.
Go to Starbucks and order. When they ask for a name, say Trump. They'll be forced to yell out Trump, and everyone in the store will start crying. I did it this morning, and it was awesome.
Oh my God.
Is everyone that goes to a Starbucks a libtard?
Everyone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Everyone. Wow.
The people... I just want to fucking punish these people so bad. I'm just like...
Freed is a parent. I think you might find this joke really funny. It's a baby with it looking like he's thinking, poop before or after diaper change? Or during?
In the picture, the baby looks coy and mischievous.
Pretty cool, huh?
I totally get that.
You laughed.
Being a parent. Because I know kids.
You know, if I know one thing about kids, it's that they love playing little poopy pranks on us. On us grown-ups.
Us big people.
Wow.
Well, there's a lot of stupid jokes here.
I'm trying to, like, I'm the thing that's really interesting for me about this now that I'm really, really digging into this is it's thinking about the people who would send this with sincerity.
Yeah.
Like, that's the real interesting part of this because it's kind of a social grouping experiment because there's, you know, you're seeing some that are like an ad for a mobile game. You're seeing stuff that's like, my mother just sent me this, right? A lot of them are, I mean, again, it kind of gets to that, the libtard thing, like it's another one where you're just like, the people who actually think that's funny are the worst people, you know? The fucking worst people. And I
hate these people.
That's the thing. It's like, I see these jokes in isolation and I kind of go, dumb.
Dumb.
But then I start thinking about the way it was propagated.
Yeah.
And I get upset. You know what I mean? Like, I get irritated. Like,
they're middle school kids that are not funny.
Right.
Or Midwestern aunts and moms.
Right.
Or I think that's it, right? the only people making these jokes.
It's a new way to communicate for a lot of people. You know, the internet, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. And so you have all these new people using these new platforms, and they're not quite good at it yet.
Yeah, they're not.
And so I think you see a lot. There's so much failure you got to be sharp to make something funny on the internet, you know, and yeah, there's just like a lot of fails.
Well, but that's it, I guess, what makes the comedy. That's why I like this whole family of comedy subs, right? It's because it explores the entire life cycle of something like this.
Yeah.
Like it takes something that is bad and we go, well, that's bad, but that one is hilarious.
Now that
and it's
right.
also bad, but it's really funny because of this subtle change that we made that suddenly makes it good, you know?
It's so strange, too, that they're able to put these into different categories that, like, the majority of people reading them also agree with, you know? Like,
I
feel like most people, like, the reason they exist and because there are so many people online, like, so many subscribers, it's like, clearly we all read this joke and think it's fucking stupid. This guy texting, hey, man, what's up? Just converting oxygen into carbon dioxide, you know, the usual. What the fuck, man? School's out. Why are you still doing science? Ugh. Breathing, Jake. I'm breathing. And everybody on the internet knows it belongs here because it's a fucking stupid joke. It's just dumb.
It takes me a while to even get that.
So I'm
like, what's the point there?
Yeah, no. What is the point?
So I'm now cross-referencing between Comedy Heaven and Comedy Cemetery, and it's really funny. Like there's the jokes that are, I guess I want to talk to some people about this and try to understand the nuances of the humor, because while we're talking about these, I'm like looking at Comedy Heaven and I have this one, which is, I don't know how to describe this. See if you can describe this one, Doug. So it's, and I'm trying to figure out like what makes it so funny to me, because it's actually very funny.
Is this one something that belongs in Comedy Heaven?
Yeah, this is in Comedy Heaven. This is, I just sent you this one from Comedy Heaven.
Okay.
It's because there's Comedy Cemetery, which are the ones that we're groaning at. And then I'm looking at Comedy Heaven and I'm just like, these are so funny. And this is a comic strip, and it's this woman. So I guess what makes this one funny is it's like this weird mismatch of styles, I guess, or something. So it's this woman from like, it looks like a 1950s romance novel type thing. It says, this is my first time with a blind man. And then it's this balding man from clearly from the 21st century who is wearing these ridiculous blind person glasses.
It's like a mattress salesman or something.
Yeah, mattress salesman. It says, you'll like it. And then the next panel says, dear God, my husband is home, hide under the bed. And you see the woman, again, looks like an old kind of Lichtenstein kind of inspiration comic, you know, post. But you see the back of the weird mattress salesman's head in the bottom left corner, which was like an unnecessary detail that was clearly drawn in. And then you see the kind of dapper tuxedo-wearing gentleman husband come in and says, honey, you're home early. And you see the blind man laying on the ground.
On the ground by the bed.
Thinking that it's under the bed.
Because he's blind, because he doesn't know where the bed is.
He doesn't know where the bed is.
God damn it.
But it's just the composition and the drawings and just all of it is so funny because it's so stupid.
God. There's a subtle difference, you guys. That joke landed. This joke didn't. This is girls be like a girl going to the doctor. I have a blood problem. What kind of problem? It's red. I want pink. And then the doctor goes, fuck. Girls be like.
Is that what it was? Is that what it was? Girls be like?
Jesus be fucking like. Christ.
I mean, that's the other thing too, is I'm noticing like a lot of the Comedy Cemetery ones are like sexist or racist, but they're like,
but not even
poorly
offensive.
Yeah, but they're also like just poorly executed versions of those things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like every once in a while I'll see a racist or a sexist or a something joke and I go, that's pretty funny actually.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's because it's an execution thing.
Right.
You'll see and you'll be like, wow, that was like a really well constructed concept.
Yeah.
Right. These are just fucking awful, dude.
Dentist in China be like, and it just shows a dentist karate kicking a tooth out of someone's mouth. Like, that's not, that's all wrong. And I also love that Tony Stark is like a character that these
yeah,
assholes it's, all identify with. Like, God, they're
dentist
like,
in China be like.
Dentist in China be like.
Karate kicking
karate
teeth.
Kicking a tooth out. So funny.
I love the minimal amount of steps it takes to make that. God. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a stereotypes on stereotypes.
Soda.
Well, this is a fun sub because there's just a lot of silly, dumb stuff.
Yeah, and it's, well, it's, I mean, I don't, this sub in isolation, so this has a huge amount of subscribers, obviously, and I think the reason it does is because it's kind of, again, it's like a, it's a study in bad memes, right?
Cool that you can like find these memes or like your aunt sends them to you and you know they can go somewhere. Like there's exactly. a place they belong.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're just shit. They're just shit.
You guys have people in your lives that are older. Maybe they're moms. Maybe they're aunts.
Oh, yeah.
But like the stereotype is true. It's like people will show you their phone and be like, have you seen this one? And it's like the new version of have you heard that joke?
Totally.
And it's like, and they pass you the phone and it's like some picture of like one of these goofs and you're like, cool. Yeah. You like give it back. It's
yeah.
Like, that happens now.
Happens all the fucking time.
And like, I feel like everybody in the comedy cemetery, like position of telling these jokes is like kind of a cool, like
they're the cool aunt.
They're the cool. Yeah. They're like a cool kid. That's always like crossing their arms and being like, I'm pretty clever. Yeah. Like this one, today's topic is photosynthesis. Okay, ma'am. So tell me, what is photosynthesis? Today's topic.
Oh, God.
God. I hate these people. It's great, though. Worst.
You know what a jackalope is?
Yeah.
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 It's like that fake
a bunny with,
bunny
a
with the horns mm-hmm. that
is
you see
fake?
In like bars. Yeah. It's yeah. like, it's like, a, it's the oldest it's version of this. What yeah. we're talking about.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's like,
it's interesting.
It's like a it's like a live personification of a dumb joke that, like, sort of
That's funny.
And you'd walk into these old bars and yeah. it'd be on the wall, and the bartender would be like, oh, yeah, I shot that out back. And you're like, wait, is it real? And there was, like, always this goof where it's not real, but, like, they'd pretend it was real.
Totally.
And I remember being a kid, like, hearing old people be like, oh, yeah, that thing's real. And you're like, what? And you're just confused.
Yeah,
and the joke sort of, like, goes on and on and on. And this is. These are those jokes.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's also, I'm trying to think, there's
some other classic goofs.
Well, there's all the, I mean, the bar thing. It's the signs that you see.
Yes.
In your grandfather's bathroom.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's like
that's, or like an old bar where you walk in and it's like, I mean, honestly, it's like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere type shit. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like where it's just like,
hey,
why are you drinking right now? Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Right.
You're like,
oh man,
can you just fucking leave me alone, please? Like, yeah, that's.
It's almost like, you know, insert humor here kind of space, and
right.
people God maybe Lord. Can't make their own joke, and so they're using these classic jokes.
Totally, but it's also like the
stupid.
It's a little bit of the life cycle is interesting too. Again, because you know, there's things like Chuck Norris, and there's things like. The Lonely Island, shit like that. That's what she said. We're probably just at the end of the bad joke cycle. Like we're about to re-enter that being like an ironically funny thing that people could say.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? And then the people who fuck it up are going to start saying it again, and they're going to be like, "Get out of here, dude." God damn it!
You have to know you're doing it ironically
yeah,
to make
exactly.
it funny.
It's very complicated. It's really, it's so stupid, but it's so complex, actually. It's, ha ha, parenting fail. Say dada, mama. No, dada, mama. This is, of course, like a just basic comic strip of a older guy and a what looks like a kid. The guy says, fuck. The kid says, fuck. Say what? Fuck. Honey, I'm home. Fuck. Oh, my God. Who taught you to say that? Dada.
I'm sorry. I stopped listening somewhere in the middle.
Ugh,
I was just like,
just
what?
Not,
Dada.
I don't.
It's
what's
upsetting.
Good about, like, what do you really like about comedy? I mean, it's a complex question, but I can throw out some thought starters. But I think good comedy makes you think about yourself and laugh at yourself in a way that's you empathize or.
Yeah, I think there's an unexpectedness to it. I think it's like
a surprise element.
Surprise element. I think that it's I like things that test the imagination. I like things that take things you're familiar with and throws them into a whole hodgepodge of weird situations.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I like really imaginative comedy.
Yeah.
That's why I like listening to like Henry Zebrowski talk, is because when you hear him just come up with stories on the fly, they're so insane that they're like, I really enjoy that component, you know?
Yes. You never see it coming.
You never see it coming.
Yeah, the surprise, the irony, the surprise. I've been watching a lot of like old Office clips from the British one with David Brent. And he's like so pathetic, and it's so, he's almost the personification of this.
Yeah.
Sub. Like trying so hard to
like
be funny.
Like every joke that he lands is just like, God, shut the fuck up.
But written in a way that just nails that bad comedy, which is the genius
that
of it.
That is kind of brilliant.
Doing bad jokes on purpose is hard. Because you have to know that they're bad.
And you have to know that they're
like
bad and what is good.
His mastery is like he nails that stuff.
Yeah, he understands.
And it's very complex, and he just like does it so well. I don't know.
It's very interesting. It's a very interesting question. I don't really know. I don't really know what the answer is to that. I don't know if there is an answer. I mean, I think comedy.
Dicks, farts.
but so much of it is contextual too, because it's like on Comedy Heaven, there are a lot of fart jokes, but they're like so inappropriate in the situation in which they're being presented that they become very funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like bad timing in a way that makes you look stupid is funny.
Like
because
bad timing and vulgarity and shit like
because
that, you know?
It's fun watching buffoons fuck up.
Right.
It
right?
is. I love
and so,
it.
And a lot of this is buffoonish behavior that people don't know that they're being buffoons. And so
totally.
We're sort of like laughing at their tone deafness.
Yeah.
Which is fun. Because you know something they don't know.
God. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And it's like I don't know, I guess it's a little mean-spirited, but...
Yeah, Comedy Cemetery is very elitist, actually.
There's an elitist... Yeah. I mean, there's an intellect that you need to just get.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that's hard to explain.
Yeah.
And if people don't get it, it's probably because they just... I don't know.
They don't get it.
They just don't get it. And there's like almost like a bullying element.
Yeah.
There's a total bullying element too. But it's bullying. It's bullying. Yeah, because there's nothing inherently wrong with the jokes that are. I mean, some of these are sexist and weird and, you know, kind of tasteless.
Mm-hmm.
But the tastelessness is not the thing that we're making fun of it or getting annoyed by. It's like the inability to understand what makes something funny or not.
There's the elitist thing's interesting because I feel like this is sort of applicable in politics right now where you have these like highly educated liberal elites being like snubbing their nose at like dumb middle America.
Totally.
And there's this and people are sort of holding their ground on either side.
Yeah, maybe these are middle American jokes. I mean, maybe that's the whole thing is like these are the kind of jokes that middle American, you know, aunts and uncles send to their fucking nephews to try to relate.
Go to a bar in Key West. You'll see it's 5 o'clock somewhere, posters.
Oh, 100%.
Everywhere on the toilet paper.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like a simplicity to it that's.
But I wonder, I mean, when you think about the 5 o'clock somewhere, though, it's another interesting point, which is the culture of that. Bad joke in the same way that like the classic dad, you know, like the classic like dad joke thing, because that's another meme format that's been going around lately is the
middle class fancy and the with the shoe guy.
Well, the one with the like dad joke where it's something and be like, hi blank, I'm dad, you know, you're seeing that a lot right now.
Okay.
It's just a funny, it's like a trick, right, where you'll get somebody to say something and then they'll say hi, you know, hi, like dad, I'm going to the restroom. Be like hi restroom or hi, I'm going to the restroom. I'm dad.
Yeah,
you know, like that classic shit. You know,
you know, it's the dad from Stranger Things, like the greatest character in TV history.
Totally,
I'm sick. I'm dad.
Exactly. And that's I've been seeing that going around a lot lately, and it's become it's a little bit of a I mean, like anything on the internet, like
dad?
Anything. They're mounting on a collected understanding of the culture or the premise that predicates how a joke or a meme is made, right? Like, you have to understand the Minions. Yeah, like, you have to be the kind of person who, like, loves Minions to be able to get some of these Minion jokes. And the kind of person who loves Minions is a kind of person that we inherently go, this fucking people.
Yeah.
So the Minion jokes then inherently also land that way. And that's kind of what makes it interesting.
You guys, are we the coastal elites?
Yeah. We're the coastal elites of comedy.
Of comedy.
Yeah, that's right.
Of internet comedy.
Well, that's so what a lot of the...
Minions, dad jokes. I'm going to try to start keeping a list.
And that's like Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert is like the king of the coastal elite, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's smarter than everybody. Sort of like snubs his nose at people who are like simple minded. And I think it rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah.
I
mean,
totally.
I was just thinking about dad jokes. Like, dads get shit on for being guys who keep a 9-to-5 job, guys who wear clean khakis and like polos, guys who like show up to their kids' sporting events, guys who are generally like boring, not drug addicts, don't drink. Right.
Just your typical
don't listen to music.
Cool dad. Nice dad.
Don't have
typical
tattoos.
Cool dad.
Like, they do all the things that are the most boring, but supportive of their family.
Right.
And they get shit on for it.
Yeah.
And
it's
like,
true.
I'm just thinking if it was the opposite, where if the dad was like, you know what? Fuck my family.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm going to rip my sleeves off.
Yeah.
I'm going to start
like,
drinking.
This guy's cool.
This guy's really cool.
Do you see how he just ripped his sleeves off and abandoned his family?
Society would fall apart.
I love that. Yeah, that's so true.
Oh, my God.
Get made fun for doing the right thing, I guess, is what I'm like. You need some guys at home.
Yeah.
Like,
True story.
Paying the H&R Block bill.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, the more I think about this sector of comedy, the more I really think it's super elitist, actually.
Yeah.
but it's elitist in a way that I'm totally willing to embrace, because I think there's a, you know, I had an interesting thing that happened this past week, actually, now that I think about it, where I'm in a meme group with a bunch of strangers. I don't know any of them. I got added by a friend, like a text chain. I got added by a friend who knew that I was into memes and shit. So
is it just memes back and forth, or does anybody have conversations?
Not really conversation. I mean, there's tiny, tiny bits, but it's entirely dedicated to sending memes. And they're all memes that are slightly edgy, kind of like I'm going to hell memes, but are not. It was really, so I added a friend of mine who I grew up with, one of my best friends growing up, who is, you know, he lives in Arizona. He's a kind of a working class guy, like a, you know, blue collar, like proper working class guy. I think he's like a handyman or a plumber or something right now. And I added him to this group because he's really funny and has these hilarious memes. And he posted a meme the other day that was like really tasteless.
Damn.
And, but there are a lot of tasteless memes on this, in this group, but they're a different kind of tasteless. It's like, it was a weird thing where he posted one that had like, it's, I think it said the N-word in it or something. It was like, actually,
it's interesting that like what you're saying is like memes, you know, if we're all sitting around like the pub and someone drops like an N-bomb joke,
totally,
you go like, ooh, I don't really want to hang out with Dave anymore.
Totally.
But it's like that version for memes.
Yeah. And it was really interesting because I got a text on the side from the guy who kind of invited me in.
What's up with Steve, dude?
Who literally was like, dude, that thing that fill in the blank posted on our thing, like, it really bummed me out. Like, you got to talk to him.
Dude.
You got to explain why that kind of stuff doesn't make sense.
Unless he was doing it because he knows the group is like sensitive in a way. And this is sort of like, I do think there's this kind of, in comedy, like there's like a punk rock element. You want to be ruffling feathers a little bit,
well,
but not in a tasteless way.
And
like,
that was
like
the
an
thing.
Art to it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's exactly the point where it's like the artistry of the subtlety and nuance of understanding what is actually culturally tasteless and what is like culturally pushing the right levers to then kind of evoke comedy. You know what I mean? Like, it's a really interesting tip of the spear where like this thing that my buddy posted, everybody was like, oh, fuck, man, that's too far. But then he was like, why is that too far if you guys are posting these things? I was just like, I don't know how to explain it, dude. It's like a really, you have to, it's like a knowing your audience thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like knowing your audience and knowing the context in which the things that you're, it's a cultural thing. Like it really is understanding the culture, you know, and
read the room.
And, but reading the room for something that like the room being the internet, cause we're looking at this sub where there isn't a room. It's just like anybody who could see this, but we all collectively, I don't know anybody who would look at these things and be like, that's hilarious.
No, you know me what I mean? Neither.
So I'm like, if the room is the internet, and we all collectively look at these and go, damn, these belong in Comedy Cemetery.
Yeah.
Like it's funny. It's a really interesting thing that I don't really understand.
No.
And I don't really know how to describe.
It's a way to create sub circles.
Yeah.
Keep people out. It's like cliques. I mean
totally. Yeah.
We're like clicky and tribal and bitchy to each other all the time. And this is like another way to do it.
But that's also the same. I mean, that's also what makes like Comedy Heaven so interesting, is because most of the things in Comedy Heaven, like we look at and we think are hilarious.
Yeah.
But part of, I think, what makes it funny to us is that other people might not think it's funny. So us understanding that it's not funny, which makes it funny. But if everybody thought it was funny, we wouldn't think it was funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And yeah. I think, too, just, like, the fact that we're finding it posted in Comedy Heaven versus Comedy Cemetery, like, the framing already is there, even if it's subconsciously, you know? It's like we're reading it within the context of, like, well, this is so dumb it's going to suck, or this is so dumb it's going to be hilarious.
Totally.
I bet if there was some, like, some of the ones we just saw in Comedy Cemetery that ended up in Comedy Heaven, I bet we would laugh. I bet we'd be like, you know what? That is really dumb and funny. Like, it's so bad it is funny, even though it's really not.
Yeah, who is in charge of elevating that?
It's all just like you post it wherever you want, and if it gets upvotes, it just means people agree with you.
Would you ever make fun of somebody that couldn't read? Like, would you be like, you're a fucking idiot, you not reader?
Well, no.
I'm not saying that this is, it's not exactly that, but... I do think collective experience and education goes into getting culture and humor.
Yeah.
And if you're somebody that's from like whatever reason, a limited background of experience or education, like you're probably not going to get a lot of things that we get from the internet.
Right.
Again, it's a classist thing.
It's a classist thing. It's like classes, we have a lot of hours to spend on a computer. There's a lot of people that don't sit down in front of a computer because
like,
they're
the
working.
Only
like
thing online they see is a Minion meme, and they're like, holy shit, yes,
that
this reminds me of my
good.
Day today.
It's like the third meme they've ever seen. They're like, this is tight.
This is freaking brilliant.
And so we spend 10 hours a day just looking at memes, like, who's got that much cash?
Totally.
And so,
well, but it's also, I mean,
that
it's,
element too, like, who are we? We're fucking elitist, bro.
I mean, it is.
And it feels good. Really, it feels good made it. You know?
It feels good to, I mean,
to the top.
Genuinely, hate the memes I'm seeing on Comedy Cemetery. Like, I'm not like hating them culturally.
Right.
I hate them.
I just
they're
hate
terrible.
Them.
Right. But
they are inherent, like standalone, they're bad.
Yeah. But it is interesting to think why. Like, it's not insincere that I don't like them. It's not like I only like that band because everybody else likes that band type thing. Like, it's very much like, no, these suck. But it's like, why? Why are they affecting me so much?
Yeah.
And like, what is the thing that built up to me having the context to which I could look at this and be like, that fucking sucks. But then look at the Comedy Heaven ones and be like, fart jokes are the best. You know what I mean? Like that's the funny, because most of the things on Comedy Cemetery too, or Comedy Heaven, are like absolute anarchy. You know what I mean? Like they're you look at it and you go like, what is happening in that photo and that image and that text? And that's so funny.
Right.
And these are almost the like structure of it in itself is almost what makes it suck, is the fact that if it was less lucid, it would actually be kind of cool. But then again, that gets into like that's like an avant-garde concept, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like chaos reigns, you know? So it's really, it's fascinating. It's really interesting.
It's
I don't know.
Wild stuff, guys. I mean, I think we're doing some great cultural sleuthing right now.
Like this is from Comedy Heaven. It's amazing. This is this is on Yelp, I think, or Facebook, and it's this old man. It's just an old, like, fucking middle-aged guy who would post a mini meme. It says, his name's James Artuso. It has a star and says, reviewed San Andreas Fault. Gave it a 5 stars. It's going to kill us all one day soon. Next time, maybe the last. That's it. That's it.
I know.
Wow.
It's a good tight joke.
But it's not a joke. It's not anything. It's just fucking somebody posting a, it's just people being, I don't know.
Oh, this one made me chuckle. The title just says, I'm sending it to you guys.
Oh my God.
This meme makes me want to Kermit suicide, Kermit the Frog. And it's pictures of Kermit the Frog.
Right.
It says, the left call me a Republican. The right call me a Democrat. Meanwhile, I just want to smoke weed and carry a gun at my gay friend's wedding.
Wow.
I think that's like a libertarian super PAC ad.
Wow, that's really cool.
So the Kermit one, that one sucks. And then the one I just posted you guys, balls.jpg. This one is... This is what's so bizarre about what we're talking about. Like
this one made me chuckle.
This is right on the fringes of Comedy Heaven and Comedy Cemetery. And it literally is just an old grainy comic of a guy at a golf course. Like, you know, on golf courses it says there are ball washing stations that you can wash your balls because it's for friction and shit. But it has him with his pants down, pulling his nutsack out, washing it under the ball wash station.
It's hilarious.
And it's this is so close to being Comedy Cemetery, but I think it's like the graininess of the photo.
It has to be old.
And yeah, it has to be. It's the graininess of the photo and like just the raw stupidity with like zero effort to make it clever.
The math I
makes
do.
Makes it funny, you know?
On my end, why I think it's funny is, what you said, the graininess makes me think it's old, like right. It's from like a 70s like Playboy magazine, something like that. I'm like, okay, and in the given the times, this feels like a pretty tight joke.
Dude, so
even though it's extremely simple.
Oh god, this is another one. This is so fucking, I don't, oh, this, I, my brain is just on fire right now looking at these. So this is a photo of like an old Italian guy, right? And this is, so I'm going to break this one down. So it says, yeah, you're street smart, all right. Sesame Street, maybe, right? And it's a guy pointing his finger at the camera. This is on Comedy Heaven. And that, like that inherently, you go, that's pretty dumb. That could be Comedy Cemetery. God. But then the bottom is what makes it funny. It says, like Joey Calabrese on Facebook. So this is,
it's like, you like this, you want some more of it, so follow me on Facebook,
like what you see.
So it's just is the fact that it's an ad for this comedian.
That's amazing.
Maybe?
There's even a watermark on this shitty cartoon. It's like, don't try to steal this amazing joke that I would have
written it better too. I mean, you think you're street smart,
all
like
right,
Sesame Street, like there's like almost a way to say it better than
even it's written, yeah.
Wow.
Which makes it even worse. But I do like Joey Calabrese on Facebook.
So funny. All right. Well, this is highly enlightening. I think we all have to go to our respective Sunday schools.
We have to go pray
to
the Lord and Savior.
Hooray.
Someone's Lord. All right. So I think, fucking bizarro, dude. I don't know. I don't get it.
Wow.
Comedy Cemetery is a true hell on earth. Comedy Heaven continues to be the ascendant.
Pretty good stuff.
Classism in comedy. Interesting.
Oh, it's a huge thing.
It's a really interesting,
I mean, you see it,
thing I never really would have thought
you
of.
You know, there's like the Harvard Lampoon feeder program into the Hollywood comedy world of writing. Like that's a thing that people, there's like an elitist bubble within the bubble within the bubble.
For sure.
If you didn't go there, you're like on the outside a little bit.
All right. Let's hit a couple randoms, close this one out. We'll be back. We'll do the final installment of this three-part series on comedy next week. Go over necromancy, I think.
I just randomed comedy flogging.
Ooh.
What?
Which I'm looking at here.
Is that part of the...
It's got 16,000...
Is it part readers? Of the family? Is it kind of...
I think it might be. I'm trying to figure out quickly. It seems like maybe...
So if comedy flogging, so that's beating someone into repentance?
Yes. Oh, I think they're... I'm trying to think if they're good jokes or bad jokes or...
Sounds like it's bad jokes beating somebody into submission, maybe.
Yeah. gonna do a little bit of a deep dive.
Dog, you have shock and awe on your face. What'd you just find?
I started to preemptively hit some randoms.
Oh.
So I'll let you guys know in a second because I found something really, really, really sad.
Blasted.
Oh shit. All right. Explain.
Okay. I got our confession.
Oh.
And this person said, I put my extremely profoundly disabled 7-year-old son into a residential facility so I can forget he exists. I'm not sorry.
That's heavy duty. I feel like I stumbled upon that one the other day, and I remember it made me very sad.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of pretty dark ones on relationship advice lately, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm seeing some pretty heavy ones, which I didn't realize how heavy it actually was. Speaking of compelling ones that you guys just both, I got Canadian Forces. So this is, there are a lot of Canadian Armed Forces members on Reddit, along with the Canadians who honestly and truly love the fine folks in uniform. So this is dedicated to the Canadian Armed Forces.
Those guys seem like some cool bros.
They're probably fairly nice. Yeah. I mean, they're doing the jobs, you know.
Another good confession is I ghosted my boyfriend of 5 years. This woman came over to his house one morning to surprise him with breakfast and a video game that he wanted, only to find him naked and asleep with his ex.
Oh, Jesus.
So he didn't hear her come in, so she just left, went to her car, deactivated her Facebook, blocked him on all other forms of social media.
That's cool.
Called her phone provider, changed her number, texted family members to tell them to block him on social media. Ended her lease early and then found a new job in a different city later that week.
Oh my goodness.
That's awesome.
Wow. That is
amazing. That's what I would do, I think.
That's pretty heavy duty. I love that. I mean, it must feel nice to have the excuse to suddenly just like fuck off, you know?
Oh, I would love that.
But. And good for everybody because you don't have to draw out some long breakup. It just wakes up and he's like, oh, I guess that's over.
Yeah. What happened?
You kind of got away with murder,
I guess.
Wow.
All right. Well, let's close this boy out. This is a fucking rad one. I mean, I know we talked a lot at the beginning about the front page, but kind of had to because it was, you know.
Bagel guy, man.
Bagel guy, Area 51, and earthquakes. Three big hitters this past
big hitters.
So, all right. So we'll be back next week with another episode of Did You Read It? Podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
I'm the Dominator, formerly known as My Free Day.
Ha-ha!
Yes, so we'll be back next week. We'll talk more on comedy for the last time, and then we'll get back to our regular schedule of
random
shit, accepting submissions. I mean, we've hit a couple recently that I really wanted to do, but I like had to keep off because I was just like, gotta finish this group.
There's a lot
of juice out there that we're gonna get. Murder by words is a good one. Okay, cool. See you next week. Bye.